This audio is presented by Hacker Noon, where anyone can learn anything about any technology. The Privacy Sandbox Standoff: A Quest for Sustainable Solutions in the Post-Cookie Era, by Dennis Titorek. The battle over Google's privacy sandbox reveals a stark truth: incremental adjustments won't suffice in a privacy-conscious advertising environment. The IAB Tech Lab's assessment of the technology and Google's retort illuminate the limits of any single approach, underscoring the need for a fundamental rethinking of how advertising value is generated. The IAB's concerns about granular targeting, fingerprint risks, and competition are valid and are reinforced by a recent IAB Ipsos report that estimates Google's Chrome changes could result in a loss of up to $10 billion in annual sell-side advertising revenue. Furthermore, the latest IAB report highlights significant limitations in the privacy sandbox itself, underscoring the need for the industry to explore diverse solutions. The shift from third-party cookies demands fresh thinking, not just incremental adjustments. Google's arguments about privacy-first tech and open-source collaboration must be weighed against the potential for an intended centralization of power. The true level of industry influence over sandbox's evolution remains to be seen. It's time for bold choices and diverse approaches. This standoff is a catalyst, pushing the industry beyond reliance on any single solution. Publishers and advertisers alike surely have promising alternatives at their disposal. Seeking out and investing in these options will accelerate innovation and pave the way for an ethical advertising ecosystem. First-party data power UP for publishers and brands with direct user relationships. Prioritizing first-party data strategies is paramount in the post-cookie era. This involves establishing robust consent mechanisms that give users transparent control over how their data is used or not used. Alongside consent, focus on enriching first-party data profiles. This means gathering declared interests, analyzing on-site behavior, and leveraging subscription or loyalty program information. The result? Publishers can offer tailored ad experiences based on subscriber status, while retailers can intelligently leverage purchase history, all without the need for intrusive third-party tracking. Protection in the math differential privacy offers a mathematical approach to safeguarding user privacy. By strategically adding noise to datasets, it becomes impossible to identify specific individuals while still allowing for broader analysis. This makes it well-suited for measuring campaign reach or identifying trends without exposing sensitive user-level data. A key challenge lies in striking the right balance between privacy protection and the detailed insights needed for some advertising use cases. Clean rooms. Collaboration under lock and key. Clean rooms provide a secure environment for collaborative data analysis. Multiple parties, such as advertisers and publishers, can combine their datasets within the clean room without directly sharing the underlying raw user data. This collaboration is governed by strict rules, controlling the types of data allowed and ensuring only aggregated and anonymized insights are extracted. Clean rooms facilitate powerful use cases. For example, retailers and CPG brand scans safely match data to uncover purchase patterns, and publishers can collaborate to offer advertisers broader audience segments. All while safeguarding user privacy, success in the post-cookie era will likely require a mix of these approaches alongside some sandbox components. The industry must demand transparency from Google, ensuring the privacy sandbox truly delivers on privacy and competitive openness. Championing alternative solutions means investing in independent platforms and standardization around first-party data, differential privacy, and cleanroom technology. Collaborating fearlessly, even among rivals, and working under the watchful eye of regulators to establish common ground on privacy solutions and standards will be crucial for lasting change. From privacy crisis to innovation opportunity, the privacy sandbox debate is a catalyst for reimagining digital advertising. Clinging to the past is as unsustainable as hoping Google holds all the answers. The future belongs to those championing privacy as a core value and driving innovation towards a multifaceted, ethical ecosystem. The third-party cookies demise is a chance to rectify past errors. The pushback against the privacy sandbox, while raising valid concerns, ultimately serves a greater purpose. It forces the industry to confront uncomfortable truths about how user data has been exploited. This is a painful, but necessary, process of reinvention. The essential components of a user-centric future. The path forward must be paved with solutions that put user control and transparency at the center. We need robust first-party data strategies that respect the user-publisher relationship. We need explorations of differential privacy and secure clean rooms to unlock insights without sacrificing individual rights. And yes, there may even be a role for some aspects of the privacy sandbox, provided there are safeguards and a true balance of power. This isn't just about technology, it's about a mindset shift. Advertising can thrive alongside respect for user privacy. The end goal should be an ecosystem where brands can build meaningful connections with audiences without resorting to intrusive tracking. Users deserve an online experience where they feel their data is safe and their choices are honored. The privacy sandbox debate, with all its complexities, is the push the industry needed. It's a wake-up call to build something better, a more private, more secure, and ultimately more sustainable digital advertising landscape for everyone. Google's recent 1% privacy sandbox rollout in Q1 2024 indicates that this transition is no longer hypothetical. The time for decisive action is now. Thank you for listening to this HackerNoon story, read by Artificial Intelligence. Visit HackerNoon.com to read, write, learn, and publish.